Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We're back with more Night Shift Nurses. I promised you guys I'd go ahead and do some, and I think I'm going to make a week of nurses. Which means we'll be doing a week of both Night Shift Nurses and Nope Nurses. It's been a couple of months since Night Shift Nurses came out, and now we're awaiting Hentai Prison and a bunch of other different games from Shiravune, because they keep pumping them out. Anyway, it looks like it's okay for me to go ahead and continue to cover the story now, so I will do just that. This is a 10-hour game, so it would probably take 20 hours to cover, and we'll give it our best. These must be what I saw, but these are... I'm not exactly knowledgeable when it comes to flowers. However, I get the feeling that these are similar in both color and shape to the one that Ren gave me. I'm pretty sure there was a man's name written on the name card outside the door, which means... As I'm lost in thought, the sound of light footsteps reaches my ears. The footsteps approach gradually. Is somebody there? It wouldn't be good if I got caught in a room I've no business being in. I hurriedly hide behind the partition. Clank! The door opens. Through it comes... Ren! Ren enters, pushing a man in a wheelchair. Was she taking this patient for a walk or something? But Ren is assigned to the gynecology department. She shouldn't have any male patients. Thank you, Ren. The man gives Ren a tap on the arm and smiles. Ren? Talk about over-familiar. Even I wouldn't be able to call Ren by a nickname at this stage. Let's get you into bed. Ren lends the man her shoulder and moves slowly towards the bed. The man wraps his arm around Ren's slim shoulders. Fuck, get your hands off her! I feel annoyance rise within me. The man lies down on the bed with Ren's help. It's okay. I can do the rest by myself. No, I still need to tuck you in, right? Ren briskly straightens the bedclothes. The man watches her, a smile on his face. Why, Ren? Why doesn't it bother you to have him look at you that way? As for him, how dare he look at my Ren like that? I really am okay. Hurry back to work. But... Ren gazes wistfully at the man. I'll be fine, okay? Ren nods it away, reminiscent of a child, and gives the man's hand a quick squeeze. Get better soon, now. Now? I see. So that's how it is. All the evidence before my eyes points to these two having a special relationship. The kind where they have pet names for each other. Boyfriend and girlfriend are perhaps engaged. I absentmindedly fish around in my pocket. The tip of my finger brushes up against a withered petal. What's this? That's right. The flower Ren gave me when we first met. I went and got carried away back then. Come to think of it, she probably picked that flower for this bastard, too. Damn you, Ren, giving me something like that. Someone else's sloppy seconds. God damn it! I crushed the flower in my fist. I'll come back later if I get time. Thank you, but don't force yourself. I'm not forcing anything. Ren flashes the man Noya. If I recall the name written outside correctly, a carefully smile. She never smiles at me like that. The forced smile Ren always directs my way crosses my mind. Compared to her smile just now, it's as fake can be. I let myself be fooled by that surface-level smile, but I get it now. Ren, you never felt the slightest thing for me, did you? She gave me the flower on a whim. Since she's so full of happiness, she decided to take pity on me. That may make you feel good, Ren. But what about me? I thought, just for a moment, that you might be a good woman. I was wrong. Get well soon. I will. Renan and Naoya, or Naoya, I think it's Naoya, and Naoya gaze at me, excuse me, gaze at one another smilingly. Smilingly? I've never even heard of that word. Fuck, this sucks. I can't stand it. I can't stand Ren's attitude. I can't stand the happy look in this man's eyes as he looks at Ren either. That's right. I can't stand it. I saw Ren first. She's mine. I'll never let a man like you have her. Like I'll let these two find happiness together. I'll never allow it. I'll make them pay for making a fool of me. I quietly leave the room, the sound of the two of them chatting happily ringing in my ears. Well, I mean, you can go to a place where there's nobody, do some work. Is it time already? Jeez, guess I better get to work. Oh, it's break time. Phew, off I go then. Hirasaka, should you really be goofing off up here? I go up to the rooftop and find Narumi leaning against the fence, the wind blowing through her hair. Look who's talking. So, are you getting used to the hospital? Yeah, I'm getting there. That's good. Keep doing your best. Narumi nods satisfiedly. I know, I should take this chance to ask a few things about those nurses. The nurses here are all good-looking, but their personalities are all over the place. It's normal for people. We need girls with varying personalities, don't you think? One of them fits your taste? Excuse me, perhaps one of them fits your taste. Ah, that's not what I... It's okay, there's no need to hide it. You're struggling with the training, aren't you? She got me right where it hurts. When the special ward gets finished, we'll need to cater to the patient's tastes, no? That's why I want you to work with girls with all kinds of personalities. I see. So it's all part of your plan. Pay attention to the nurses' personalities and think about the most effective way to train them. Although, of course, I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that. True enough, I can bend any type of girl to my will once I get going. Still, I'm glad I asked. I'll make sure to pay close attention to the next time I interact with one of the nurses. I nod to myself as I leave the rooftop. I tried climbing up to the roof on a whim, but there's nobody here. I can look out over the town from here, albeit through the wire fence. A spirited breeze brushes my face and rustles my lab coat. Still, it's been a while since I stood somewhere so high up. I've forgotten just how pleasurable it is to look down on people like this. After all, until Narumi called me here, I was living like a worm crawling in the dirt. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry took me for a fool. But that isn't me anymore. I'm a doctor at a respectable hospital now, even if only temporarily. What's more, I'm treated like a licensed hunter here, allowed to track down my prey as I please. I'll enjoy pleasures the ants down there will never taste. That's right. I don't have time to hang around here. It's not like the view's that special, after all. I mutter as I head for the staircase. Clunk. A woman's voice. It sounded like it came from the laundry drying area. I thought there was nobody else up here, but the sheets must have hidden her from my sight. What's this? I head toward the laundry drying area to see who the owner of the voice is. The area is in a frightful state. The laundry, which someone went to the trouble of cleaning, is strewn all over the place. Could it have been the wind? There's a large sheet spread out on the ground, and wrapped up in it is a squirming nurse. She's flailing her hands about in a panic, trying to free herself from the twisted sheets. However, her efforts lack the force required to escape. My eyes are transfixed by the thighs peeking out from under the hem of the nurse's uniform. The slender tautness of her flesh is clear, even through her stockings. She looks like quite the treat. I can't wait to get a look at her face. What's the matter? Arousal running through my lower body due to my fantasies, I call out to the nurse. I tripped over the laundry. I hear a soft voice answer from within the sheets. Following that, the nurse's gentle-looking face emerges from the tangle. Ah. The nurse wrapped up in the sheets is one of my targets. I'd never forget any of the faces on the list Narumi gave me. She's Eiko. Are you okay? Here. I reach out a hand to help her get up from the tangle of sheets. Yes, thank you. Oh! Eiko reaches to take my hand, but suddenly withdraws it when she sees my face. I'm fine. I can stand up by myself. This woman. She pulled her hand away when she saw my face. Would she have taken it if it was someone else? Hey, don't worry about it. I unruffle my feathers and reach my hand out again. Honestly, I'm fine. Eiko shows no intention whatsoever of taking my hand. In fact, it even seems as though she's trying to avoid it. What? Can't you even bring yourself to touch me? It's almost like she sees me as something dirty. What the hell? I shall be okay now, so... As I stand there speechless with rage, Eiko stands up, rearranging the hem of her nurse uniform. I'm so very sorry. What's she apologizing for? Is it because she pulled her hand back when she saw my face? What's her problem with me, to think I made the effort to try and help her up? Seriously, what's with her attitude? I'm very sorry. I don't feel like answering. My mood considerably soured, I simply stand there in disbelief. Perhaps for that reason, Eiko bows her head, apologetically, her gaze stops at my chest. Oh, that lab coat. It's from this hospital, isn't it? Might you be? Eiko pipes up, apparently having only just noticed this fact. Yes, I'm a temporary doctor. So, she didn't think that I looked like a doctor without seeing my uniform? I can't calm my rage. This guy has some anger problems, doesn't he? However, she's one of my targets. I'll take my time paying her back for this insult later. The name, Sirisaka. I somehow managed to rein myself in and introduce myself. So I've been informed. My name is Eiko Fujisawa, and I work in the pharmacy. I know all about you, but why are you talking like that, all prim and proper? Is she the kind of nurse who bows and scrapes to the doctors, or is she just making fun of me? Please forgive my earlier discourtesy. I should be more careful from now on. Eiko apologizes, her polite tone contrasting somewhat with her flustered manner. Why is she acting so standoffish for? It's like she's trying to keep her distance from me. She hasn't even looked me in the eyes once. Is she that desperate to avoid looking at my face? Is there something nasty stuck on there or something? I'm glad to have made your acquaintance. Well? Eiko stumbles hurriedly away, having told me only her name and department. In the end, she didn't look me in the face even once after she pulled her hand away. What did I do? What's so bad about me? How could you waste my kindness like that? The hell was all that about? I tut, then yelled to nobody in particular on the abandoned rooftop. Just as I'm stamping my feet in a rage, my eyes settle on the scattered laundry. She ran off without even tidying it up. Does she really find me that unpleasant? How dare she make such a fool of me? She doesn't know the first thing about me. My whole body shakes with rage. I'll show you. I mutter under my breath, the fire of vengeance burning within me. Okay. 20 minutes left. I'll go change the IVs. Ren emerges from the pharmacy carrying a thick plastic bag carrying intravenous fluid. Bump into her on purpose. I pretend my attention is elsewhere and intentionally bump into Ren as she leaves the pharmacy. The sudden impact causes Ren, who had been walking at pace, to topple onto her behind. Her long, long legs are visible beneath her ruffled uniform. But where's the CG for that? I lift up a slender ankle, exposing Ren's thigh, or at least fantasize about doing so, among many things. Sorry, did you bang your hip? Let me have a look. I'm fine. Tch, she got away. Ever the heroine, Ren hides the pain with a smile and leaves in the direction of the hospital rooms. Whatever. I'll have plenty more chances. The nurses should be heading home soon. As for tonight, doesn't look like there's anyone I can call out. Fine, I'll do a little more work before I go home. I worked pretty hard today. I even put in overtime. How unlike me. Yeah, guess I'll head home. Well, I suppose it wasn't bad for a first day. Maybe tomorrow I'll find something to blackmail my target with so I can coerce her into assisting with my experiments. I'll find something for sure if I stick to her like glue. I still have 4 weeks to go, long enough to experiment to my heart's content. I can't wait. I suppose I better get some sleep soon. Night shift nurses. Week 1. Tuesday. This time already? I'm so tired. Still, I can't afford to be late so soon after getting the job. Jeez, guess I'll get up and head to the hospital. I arrive at the hospital. I suppose I should head to Narumi's office. Oh, Hirasaka, good morning. How are things going? At current, I'm... Is that so? It can't be helped, I suppose. You don't seem to be used to our hospital yet, after all. Yeah, I guess. Tch, damn Narumi, talking down to me. Don't rush, just keep plugging away. Do your best. Jeez, I guess I better do some work. See you, Narumi. Okay, time to go. Where are we going? Following Ren around, or... Well, looks like we'll follow Ren around. Oh, doctor, have you eaten? Ren is alone on the rooftop, her lunchbox open in front of her. The pink Tupperware box is filled with handmade foods. You eat your lunch up here, Ren? I'm finally alone with Ren, but it's still too early to make a move on her. Yes. I wasn't planning to eat anything today. You're a doctor, so you ought to eat properly and take care of yourself. You're right, thank you. I'll take care. Is she worried about me? Such a kind girl, but she's fated to become my pet. Once the mating trials begin in earnest, I've no doubt I'll carry out my mission with mechanical precision. Until then, just you wait, Ren. What does the exclamation mark mean? As I walk down the hallway, I suddenly hear a commotion. What a racket! The voices grow louder as I progress along the hallway. If I remember correctly, this way leads to... I knew it. I find myself in front of Noya Ren's boyfriend's room. Near the door, I can see what appear to be several high school girls. It must have been them I could hear. They talk in their shrill voices. They're not my type, but, well, I'd lick them up and down if they really insisted on it. It might be more fun to drop molten wax on them. The schoolgirls peek into the room, whispering to one another. What are they talking about? Intrigued, I listen in to their conversation. Hey, isn't that Noya? Yeah, for sure. His face is just the same as on TV. Boxers are so cool. He's so handsome. What's so cool about him? Why are men like that always popular with the ladies? Where's the fun in that? Not to mention, he was Rookie of the Year. Yeah, I was so amazed when he won the title. What's all this? Noya's a boxer? Rookie of the Year? Having no interest in sports, I wouldn't know, but the guy appears to be some kind of celebrity. What are you doing getting caught up with a meathead jock like this? Still, how strange. Why would a pro boxer, the Rookie of the Year, at that, be injured in hospital? It definitely throws a question mark over his ability. It must have been a fluke. Thinking of it that way calms my bile somewhat. Well then, I better... Just as I'm preparing to leave, a sound from within the room grabs my attention. Noya is swinging his fist in the corner of the room. The hell is that guy doing? Noya has layer after layer of white taping wrapped around his hands. Those hands are balled into loose fists as Noya punches away, staring down the empty space. Shadow boxing, is it? Heh, you're a keen one. I snort with laughter. Ren runs through my field of vision. Ren. Ren runs full pelt into the room. Apparently without eyes for the likes of me. Shit, not that I'm surprised. Damn, Ren. One of these days I'll torment you till you writhe with pleasure. Ren clings to Noya's arm, stopping him from moving. Stop it, you mustn't move yet. Sorry, but I feel... Fucking Noya wraps Ren in an embrace. Just the thought that bastard can do whatever he likes with Ren's body annoys me to no end. Just you wait. I swear I'll steal Ren and make her mine. I can't wait to see the look of sorrow on your face when that happens. I know it's hard, but you have to wait for now. Ren continues to cling to Noya, looking ready to burst into tears at any moment. Okay. The two of them sigh, sharing a silent embrace. What's this atmosphere all about? I thought they must be making out, but it doesn't look that way. It's a strange atmosphere for two lovers wrapped in an embrace. It doesn't exactly feel lovey-dovey. It's all their fault, and yet... Ren presses her index finger against her lips, cutting Noya off. Their fault? What is? Damn it, when am I going to be able to get back in the ring? Noya exclaims in a frustrated voice. Ren looks sadly in his direction. These two, there's something odd about them. I'll do a little more research on them. I step away from the door, being careful not to make a noise. Who's this one? Christ, what a well-kept hospital. The hospital is filled with gleaming, polished white surfaces. Every inch of it feeds my jealousy as one who has lived a dim, dank life. Why the hell is everything so goddamn perfect? I grumble at the disgustingly bright surfaces as I walk down the hallway. Like I said, you mustn't do it that way. Do you understand? You have to bring this corner over to the other side like this. I unconsciously stop in my tracks at the sound of a voice coming from one of the hospital rooms. The voice belongs to a nurse. Is she training one of the nurses? Intrigued, I listen in for a while. The nurse's voice occasionally takes on a demanding tone. She must be teaching one of the nurses who hasn't got the hang of things yet. She's more than likely a supervisor. Not like that. Try it again. Not like that. Try it again. She patiently explains the same thing time and time again, varying her choice of words. It would seem the new nurse is not a fast learner. Even so, I don't detect any frustration in the teacher's voice. It seems like the pupil is listening intently, too. Okay. They must have the beautiful master-disciple relationship thing going on. I'm not a fan of pompous women, but I've got a good feeling listening to this supervisor. I'd love to listen in and hear what she sounds like when she's moaning. I wonder what she looks like. No offense, but maybe it's important to find out what she looks like before you want to hear what she sounds like moaning. Just saying. Judging by her voice and the content of the conversation, she's no mere girl. I get the feeling she's the type who'd give off a grown-up charm. Let's take a look. Ooh, my kind then. I can hold back my curiosity as to the voice's owner no longer. Resolving to peek inside the room, I put my hand on the door. What are you doing? Bam! Oh. Look at that art. One-of-a-kind art. Whoops! Turn it off, Otto. From my place on the ground, I look up at the person I bumped into. It's one of my targets. Remy Shinjo, a nurse supervisor. The pitcher she was holding has overturned, inevitably soaking her uniform. I can see her underwear through it. Her substantial body fills out her tight-fitting uniform. Oh? Heh-heh. Nurses are great at times like this. After all, they have little choice but to accept being leered at. Their uniforms are a perfect expression of defenselessness. As I covertly ogle Remy, I feel a sharp glare coming from her. She must have realized that I'm not a patient, but a member of staff. Nurses don't really dress like that over here, guys. They tend to wear, like, really baggy clothes, to be honest. Like, really baggy, what are those things called? Scrubs, yeah. They wear the little baggy scrubs. Just, they don't look like that, trust me. I haven't seen nurses that look like that in, well, if they did, it might have been the 80s or the 90s, and I don't remember. Strongly doubt it. You'd see anything like it today, though. Or perhaps she cottoned on to my thoughts. Whoops, my apologies. Are you okay? I somehow calm myself down and speak to Remy. I stand up first and offer my hand to her as she sits on the floor. Out of nowhere, she brushes my hand aside. No, thank you. Remy stands up glaring at me. Eh? I'm trying to be nice here. What's the matter with this woman? Never mind that. It's against the rules to enter a hospital without proper cause during work hours. Eh? What the hell's with this broad? She's a feisty one. However, she's a lot more attractive than she looked in her picture. She has great proportions. Looking at her, I'd expect her to be pretty sensitive. You. You're Hirasaka, aren't you? The temporary doctor? I don't know what kind of hospital you used to work at, but... We have no such sloppy management systems at St. Juliana's Hospital. As I undress Remy in my imagination, she scolds me again and again in quick succession. Not expecting to get taken to task over something so petty, I stand there dumbfounded. Just hold on a minute. I find myself getting flustered. Do you understand? What you're doing is against regulations. Hey, that's not... I can't think of a good reply. Now I'm speaking face to face with her. Remy's voice is indeed appealing. However, I can't detect even a hint of the kindness that was there when she was instructing the new nurse. Are you listening to me? Remy makes no attempt to cover her drenched, translucent uniform. It's like she's totally absorbed in laying into me. The more I look at her, the more I realize how perfect and taut her body is. The air of elegance she gives off also bears testament to the reason she was chosen as one of my targets. Her well-proportioned, prideful-looking face adds an extra helping of force to her words. Miss Shinjo, are you ready? I'm fine. More importantly, can you change the drips by yourself? Ah, yes. Remy gives me a sidelong glance and goes back to instructing the rookie nurse. Do it quickly then, please. You're 3 minutes behind schedule. Sorry! Remy calmly gives directions to the rookie nurse, even as she bares her fangs at me. What a display of efficiency. She's pretty quick-witted. However, there's nothing as alluring as the sight of a smart woman losing her inhibitions as she descends into hell. As for you... Huh? Remy directs her ire at me once again, shocking me out of my daydream as I gaze at her. Why don't you go back to work instead of just standing there? While I'm sure we're glad to have you here temporarily, you're nothing more than an obstacle at the moment. Gah, you have my unreserved apologies. The more bullish that Remy's tone gets, the more I can feel the sadistic flame burning inside me grow. I'll excuse myself then. Wait a moment. I try to leave hurriedly, but Remy still has something to add. I was slightly enjoying taking her abuse, but any more would be a step too far. Do you still have something to say? Those clothes. Can't you tidy them up a little? Hygiene is very important within the hospital. The way you're dressed. Is she saying my clothes look unclean? What a load of crap. Am I really so unsightly? How dare she mock me like that? Understood, I'll be more careful next time. I run from Remy before she has the chance to go any further with her unending list of complaints. Just who the hell do you think you are? I'll have you groveling Okay, we'll try that one again, guys. I'll have you groveling pitifully at my feet before too long. Make fun of me now while you can. I won't be listening when you come to me crying and screaming, begging for mercy. You better be ready. I'll cut that tight, wet uniform to shreds and look upon your naked body. Then I'll give you a taste of something so humiliating you'll think things can't possibly get even worse. I need to think of a good way to make her fall. Is it time already? Jeez, guess I better get to work. Oh, it's break time. Phew, off I go then. Okay, so we're gonna end it right here, but don't worry, we're doing it all week. I don't know how far we'll get, but this is interesting because it's different scenes. With the different characters you pick. So it gives you a lot of replay value. It's kind of cool, right? So you can pick this one up at many, 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 many places. Lots of places, guys. You can get it from Steam, I believe it's on Steam. You can get it from Jest USA. You can get it from GOG. You can get it from Manga Gamer. I believe Kagura has it too. So pick it up. It's a classic, and it's remastered, and I think it's done very well. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you next time for more Night Shift Nurses on Grimm's Hentai Corner. Stay tuned for Nope Nurses. Completely different kind of nurses. They're the sadistic ones.